Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. Thank you so much for allowing us to be a part of your day and your week. My name is Chris. I am one of your hosts for today's episode. And I am, of course, joined, as always, by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
Doing good.
Doing good. So glad to hear it. Christy, we are just a few days away from Easter. By the time this podcast hits, it's going to be the beginning of what people call Holy Week, which is the week that leads right up to Easter. Mm-hmm. And it's a busy week for us, specifically with church and all that kind of stuff. But we also have, you know, regular stuff going on too. So excited about that. Excited about everybody jumping in listening. If you're one of our seven returning listeners, thank you so much for joining us, being back here with us. If you're a new listener, welcome in. Greetings, salutations. Let's jump right in, Tina.
All right.
I've got some stuff that we need to talk through.
Yeah, I do too. That should be interesting.
But I think let's hold off, practice some patience. I think that the stuff I want to get into is probably the same stuff that you want to get into.
I don't know, probably not.
Which is fine, because I want to get into it.
I wrote down some things earlier this week that I thought I should bring up.
Oh, grievances?
Just thoughts, questions that I have for viewers out there, that listeners that may, and I know that we've talked about some of it before, but
man,
it's still going on in our household, so I'm going to bring it back up.
Well, I can't wait to hear about that. I have a grievance for something that you and I do not agree on.
Let's hear it.
But before we get to that, let's talk about what's new.
Oh, okay.
You have anything new that you want to share? Anything new happening in your world since the last time we did the podcast?
I don't know if I have anything what's new, but some things that have gone on this week are things that I was going to bring up. So
are these your grievances?
It's just thoughts. And so if you have things that are new, let's go ahead and talk about that, and then I'll bring it up.
Well, the only thing I was going to mention that I really had new is, you know, we've talked about this a lot before. You are a reigning fantasy football champion.
Oh, okay.
And March Madness started. So if you're not familiar with March Madness, of course, it's a college basketball tournament. Happens in March. And just like you would play fantasy football, you pick the teams that you think are going to win in this tournament. It's a lot of fun. We did a group with the staff again, like we did fantasy football. I also did a group in our church small group, and in my Discord, I did a group for them called Guido's Picks, and you didn't participate in any. You said you were not going to participate at all in any kind of March Madness pick'ems, and I was surprised by that, especially seeing as you're a reigning fantasy football champion. I would understand if you got beat and you were sour about it, but you're a reigning champion.
I told you and the listeners I didn't think I would do another one. So it's not really surprising to me. I just didn't want to do it. So I didn't.
Well, I'm not doing so great. I pulled it up here. Tournament's still going on. We're recording this on a Saturday. It's the second round now of this tournament. And I'm at 62%.
Mm-hmm.
I've picked 62% correctly. In the groups that I am in the staff group, I'm in fourth place.
Okay.
In the other one, like for our small group, I'm in fifth place.
Who's in first?
Let's see. On the staff, Benny G.
Does he know basketball?
Leading the charge. And then secondly is Lauren's boyfriend, Justin.
Oh, is he in it?
He jumped in there somehow.
Oh, good. He took my place. Okay.
Justin got in there. And then Kenny. But Kenny's going to fall off because he picked Tennessee to win it all. And that's not going to work out for him.
Oh, okay.
Let's see. In the other group, last time I checked, Timmy was leading it. Yep, Timmy. Timmy's leading the way. Then Glenn. Then Dusky. And then Dilly.
I know all of them.
And then me.
I know all of them guys.
Yeah. And then you got Keller, Ganker.
Yes.
And Adam.
Okay.
So.
Fun for y'all.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, we are, we're in it to win it. I think my champion is still in it, so I've got a chance. Like Timmy here, I'm looking at Timmy. He picked Kentucky. They lost in the first round. So he eventually, he's going to quit getting points.
Mm-hmm.
But still, there's so many teams left. Same thing with Keller. Same thing with Ganker. So we'll see what happens. Still in it. Still a chance. I feel strong about at least my final four.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Anyway, I was trying to think if there's anything else. I can't think of anything else, Tina. I'm now ready for your grievances. It is time for grievances to commence. We need a stinger for grievances. So that it's like a gong. Just imagine it's like we hit a gong, bong, and then now while
everyone knows it's about to happen.
Is we don't even have to announce it anymore. We just hit the gong, bong.
So I'm trying to decide which one I want to talk about first. I've got two things I want to bring up.
All right.
Okay. So I think I'll bring up the one and then bring up the other. We may have mentioned it before, but I was wondering how many, I think there's people out there that would be like me, and then there's people out there that are going to be like you, always. But you were needing some t-shirts. You were needing some, should I say what the other word, is that all right to say?
I needed some underwear.
You needed some new underwear. So we ordered you some new t-shirts and some new underwear. I told you to throw away the other ones. You just didn't, just to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And they came the other day packaged. And so we opened them, you know. I was like, oh, look, your stuff come. And I said, you can open them up and throw them in the wash machine and I'll wash them.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that's what I would have done. Now, your response to that was, well, do we need to wash them?
Yeah.
And then you proceeded to, like, you know, kind of smell them, see what they smelled like.
Yeah.
And you didn't wash.
No.
None of it.
They passed the smell test. They were fine.
And so my question is, how many out there do you wash your anything you get? Especially like t-shirts and underwear. I would wash before I wear. But you didn't.
Yeah.
And so that's my first bring up question is, who out there just throws on whatever you get from wherever, or do you wash them first? Because personally, I would like to wash objects or clothing materials before I wear them.
Why? What is the reason to wash them? Are you assuming that they're dirty? Are you not trusting the people that have handled them prior?
Maybe.
Like, what is it? What's the reason?
Or sometimes washing them makes them softer. Just smells like they're clean, not just not clean, because sometimes packages smell funny when you get them from wherever, and some are coming from very far away. You know, you don't know if there's anything on them. So I was just wondering, because you didn't think twice about it. You're like, nah, I'm not washing these.
Yeah.
You know, so that's my first bring up question.
I just did a quick Google search while you were explaining your answer.
Mm-hmm.
I think, according to this particular, I didn't even click the link. This is just the answer that came up in Google.
Mm-hmm.
It says Wells Online. I don't even know what Wells Online is. It's in the UK. It's a UK response. So right there, I mean, it's not even American.
Mm-hmm.
Not that we're better. I'm just saying it's not necessarily relatable. But it says, putting on brand new clothes without washing them exposes you to a number of possible dangers, especially if you're failing to wash new underwear, according to experts. A survey by the Derm Review found almost a third of people don't wash new underwear before putting it on. So if this is true, one out of every three people that are listening right now are like me, and two out of every three people are like you.
Okay.
I think I need some more. Do you have, let's see. Here's an answer by Reddit. Reddit is like a, anybody can answer it. So you get a plethora of responses here. The answer here is, do you wash underwear before wearing? Geodude says, I wash everything before I wear it.
Yeah.
So if you're going to buy, if you buy a new shirt, is it just underwear? Or if you buy a new shirt, are you not wearing that shirt? Because I bought a new shirt the other day. I didn't wash it before I wore it.
It depends on what it smells like. Like if it's got a funky smell, like packaging smell, then I'm going to wash it, or I'm going to put it in the dryer with a little downy sheet and fluff it up. I'm going to make it smell good.
So I love, you actually, Freckles Skinny, the poster here said, yes, they wash everything. Got to get that new textile glue smell residue off anything I put next to my body.
Yeah, makes sense. I mean, I agree with them.
Pardon my French said before COVID, they didn't, but now they do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I'm going to bring up my next order of business.
All right.
And we've talked about this a little bit before, but this, I just need to know, okay?
Okay.
Tina needs to know. Why are there prompt people in life and then those people that could care less about being on time?
Oh, wow.
Because this week, we've had one of those instances where we need to be somewhere. We have a time. But then there's others in the house that don't, they know we need to be on time. But this particular day, mind you, it's the day after new underwear and new t-shirts. It came time to leave to take Emma to school. And I don't know if you weren't aware of the time. Oh, Tammy just started my shopping. Good, Tammy. I'm so glad to see that. I don't know if you, I think you were aware of the time, what time it was. Were you not? Remember the day?
No.
Yeah, you weren't feeling good that day. That's all I can figure. But it came time to leave, y'all. Like, it's down to the minute. And Chris comes walking out of the bedroom in his new underwear and in his new t-shirts, just walking around like he had about 20 minutes left.
I was showing them off.
And it's like you had no concept of, oh, I should be walking out the door right now. And so there are people out there that just don't care if they're late. Are you one of those people?
Yes.
You don't care if you're late?
It depends on what I'm late to and how important it is.
Are you ever on time?
Yes.
Yeah?
I am. But like, okay, like work, for example. By design, for the most part, I'm going to be late. The time that I have to drop him off and the amount of time that it requires for me to get to work,
mm-hmm.
I'm typically late.
Mm-hmm.
For like what we say our office hours would be.
Right.
But I'm not necessarily late. It's not because I'm running late. It's not because I woke up late. Mm-hmm. It's because of the obligation that I have to take him to school,
mm-hmm.
which then causes me to be late. Now, you know, it depends on the day. Sometimes it's 10, 15, 20 minutes, but that's kind of that. So I do not worry about that. That is a norm for me.
Like if I was going to be late.
People were waiting. It does bother me if people are waiting on me to do something. That does bother me if I'm late. But just to be late, like in general.
Like doctor's appointments. I like to get there 20 minutes before.
Yeah, you don't want to be late for a doctor's appointment.
But I was wondering if you, like, rolled in on two wheels right before you get there.
No, you don't want to be late for a doctor's appointment. It's important to be at that.
Does it bother you if you're like late or like if you make Emma tardy or anything like that?
So I used to be late for school.
Mm-hmm.
So much so that I would get detention. I would be late for school. And other than the fact that I had detention, I didn't give much thought to the fact that I was late.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason I brought that up is because you were still in your underwear and your t-shirt. Well, I took Emma to school, and when I come back, you were dressed and ready to go. And you made the comment, did you feel the need that you needed to take Emma to school today? And I was like,
you're talking about a 2-minute difference. All I had to do was
throw
some... You
weren't even dressed. There's no way.
It was
going
to take me 2 minutes to throw shorts on.
No way.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. No way.
I was basically ready. I'd already done all of the toiletry needs, and
Emma's bell rings at 8:10. Her tardy bell rings at 8, or it rings at 8:20. This was about 8:06, and you were not did not have clothes on, even if you had them laid out. And so she would have been tardy again, because she was tardy a week or so ago because
I didn't need to lay my clothes out. I just grab and go.
I'm just saying. I took her because I didn't want her to be tardy. And I didn't get her there till 8:15, which would have meant she probably would have been tardy. So I was just wondering if you didn't care about being late.
Being late, so do I care about being late?
Like, does it bother you? Like, are you going to lose sleep on it?
No, not at all.
Okay.
But if I would not lose sleep on being late in general, but if somebody is waiting on me or I cause a delay of some sort, that bothers me.
Does it?
Yeah.
You're going to have to give me an example.
In the moment, like Emma being late, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It would bother me if I got Emma to school late. Now, I don't think it's the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like the worst thing that's ever happened. But I feel the pressure, like the weight of I need to make sure I get Emma to school on time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would drive faster or whatever it is.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering. Those are the two things I'm going to bring up.
Once it happens and you're late, you're late. And really, honestly, 1 minute late and 3 minutes late is no different. You're late, you're late.
Well, I try not to be late.
Well, I don't try to be late. I don't intentionally be late to some things.
All right. That's all I have to say about that. So, what were you going to bring up?
Well, I don't think that what I have is a grievance. I think what you and I have is a lack of understanding. Okay? So, I don't want to get into your business. But you had to go to the doctor.
You can get into my business. I need to tell the world out there how I'm doing.
You had to go to the doctor yesterday.
It was for my 6-month checkup.
And they were concerned about your cholesterol,
which has been going on for the last 3 lab results. It just hadn't changed.
So they put you on a medicine that you're not really interested in taking. And so you are contemplating just changing your diet to try to resolve the issue.
Well, I've done that. It hadn't been working. So we got the medicine. And I took lab work again. I'm waiting to hear back from it. But I started taking it yesterday. Just to get better. I'm just trying to get healthy.
So one of the things you've said is you're going to either eliminate or extremely decrease the amount of carbs that you take. Now, I will say this, for our house specifically, carbs is its own food group.
We like it.
We eat a lot of it. We eat a lot of pasta. We eat a lot of bread. We eat bread with pasta. We say no carb, and then we eat potatoes. You know what I mean? So it's like
croutons on the
salad. So like that's a big deal for
Hold
us.
On. I gotta see what she replaced. Go ahead, keep going.
Anyway, so you were saying for lunch, what you were gonna make some cabbage, and some turkey sausage, which I like both of those. And I said, you know what? I'm going to support you in what you're doing. I'm going to support you, and I'll just eat whatever it is that you eat. And your response was, that's not support. That's not you supporting me. I'm supporting you by making you food. And I was like, well, I'm just saying I'm going to support you by eating what it is that you eat. Like, I'm going to do it with you. I'm going to partner with you. And you said, that's not support.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, support. And you said, well, support would be you saying, good job, way to go, keep going, don't give up. And I said, well, yeah, but I'm also going to support you by standing with you and helping you along the way. And you're like, that's not support. I think that you don't know what support is.
I looked up the definition.
I looked up the definition too, Tina.
And I don't think that you're supporting me. I feel like I'm supporting you by cooking the healthy foods in order for you to be able to support me.
I'm supporting you by standing with you saying, you know what? I'm not going to make you do this alone. I'm going to help you. I'm going to do it with you. That's support. It's almost the very definition of support.
I don't think that you even have to support that way. I think that you should do it anyway just to get yourself healthy.
All right, if you're a beam.
I think that you should encourage me. I should encourage you.
Here's the deal. All right, let's say that you are a
You're
beam.
Supporting me by eating my healthy food that I'm cooking
Just
for me?
Just listen to me.
I don't think it's
you
the same.
You are a beam, and you're holding a roof of no carbs, okay? Now, I could look at you and say, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job holding up that beam. Or holding up that roof of no carbs. Or I could come stand beside you and help you carry the weight of the roof. Which one is more supportive? I think what I'm saying is more supportive than what you're saying.
We just see it differently.
Well, I Googled it.
Okay.
Because Google knows all of the answers. Here's what dictionary.com says support is. It's a verb, so it's an action item to bear all or part of the weight, to hold up. Okay?
That's like the beam.
Yeah. That's what I'm doing. I'm helping you hold up.
You're holding me up while I eat healthy?
The roof. I'm helping you stand there and motivate you. Also, or to give a sense assistance to enable, to function, or act. So that's a verb.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a noun. So it's a thing that bears the weight of something to keep it upright, or it's material assistance. That's what I feel like I am. I am material assistance to you not eating carbs.
Well, I think this, okay? I think that regardless of, I'm thankful that you're going to come alongside me and choose to eat healthy because we both need it, okay?
And I'm supporting you.
I think that. But if you were to fall off the wagon today and quit supporting me by eating the food I eat, I'm still going to continue to do it. Now, to me, encouragement, you're doing good. I'm so glad that you're choosing to do this. Support along the encouragement side, I guess, what I benefit from. Now, I feel like you're benefiting from eating the healthy stuff that I'm cooking. So, I don't know.
It's like we're on the journey together.
All of a sudden, you're on the journey with me?
I could send you down the Oregon Trail by yourself, or I could go with you as a support.
So, when you're away at work, are you going to be supporting me by eating good stuff, too?
Yes, I am.
You are? Okay.
Yes, I am. I'm going to support you.
Are you just supporting me when I cook it at home? And then you say, oh, yay, we're eating.
No, I'm going to do my best to support you.
I think that we both should do that. So I just think that I take it a different way than you do.
Well,
for instance, you said if Emma was going to want, she's been walking a lot lately. And you say, well, I'm going to support you in that. I would think that would mean, if you're going to do that.
I was using that as an example. I said, if I support you in that, then part of that would mean I would come along with you and help you, to motivate you, to encourage you, so you don't feel like you're by yourself.
Mm-hmm. You kind of changed your tone when it was to walk. You're like, no, you're going to encourage on the, you. You won't participate in that part. You're just going to encourage.
Well, I'm not. I don't. All right.
You see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying?
I understand, but here's what I want you to understand. Support is not limited to one thing. Okay. I actually have a list here from the Medical News Today website.
That's so good. We always have an article.
Okay. Examples of support: active listening, listening to a person, giving your undivided attention, allowing them to say what they feel without judgment.
Okay.
All right. So active listening is one. Empathizing and validating.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that you feel angry. It's normal to feel a mixture of things right now. So it's just, I'm validating what it is you feel. That's one way to do it. Love, care, and encouragement.
That's where I think support comes
That's in. What you think support is, right here. Mm-hmm. Love, care, and encouragement. Another form of support is strategizing, working together to figure it out. Okay, how are we going to do this? How are we going to work through this? What's our meal plan for this week? Let's sit down and plan it out together.
Yes.
That would be support. Strategizing.
You already helped me do that.
I will. We've already ordered the groceries, but I will.
We're going to have to go with what I got then.
All right. And then here it is. Offering material support. This is me. I'm the material. I am the support. Drive to accompany them to an appointment. Look after their children.
Now you did that.
Speak up on their behalf. So how
is that eating the food?
Saying you don't have to do this alone. You don't have to be the only one eating this way. I'm going to do it with you. I'm offering support. You only see it from the fact that you have to cook and I get to eat. That's the only thing that you see.
Well, Chris, you would eat anything I picked.
That's valid. That's why.
I've been eating
the carbs. I'll say, hey, I'm trying to eat better. Cool. And then we have spaghetti and grilled cheese sandwiches. And so I eat it because I support you. What I'm saying is I am giving you support, but there's more than one way to support someone.
So we're going to support the exercising as much as the food?
I didn't say that.
Well, I think that we should do it all around the circle.
I would support your exercising.
We should do it all instead of just the cooking part.
Listen, we need to take baby steps here, Tina.
That's what I'm saying.
Baby steps. I walked last week one day.
I cheered you on. I was support all the way. I mean, you can't do 2 miles and, you know, you got to just do baby steps. I went walking
and then I came back. I'd walked 20 minutes. I came back and she said, "Woo, you're back fast." That didn't last long.
And then I refrained. I backed myself up and I was like, I know it's tough to get out there that first day and walk. You do what you can do and come back in so you don't pass out on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So, I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And I had walked in Walmart earlier that day, and so that counts.
It does. Yep. You get all them steps you can on the watch when you walk in.
Yep.
Anyway, we're just trying to get healthier. I mean, we're still doing Weight Watchers, counting your points, all that stuff. But now I'm doing another whole avenue with it and trying to eat better. Eat more better. That's even how to say it. But.
Yeah.
Anyway, Let's move on.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we proved that I was right there. I feel good about that.
Okay.
All right, Tina. Let's change subjects here. All right, I'm gonna hit the gong to end our grievance session, okay? Gong. No more grievances. Now we're gonna look forward to Easter. Are you looking forward to Easter this year?
I look forward to Easter every year.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I will say if I allow myself to look at Easter from a non-spiritual standpoint, which I know that you shouldn't do that. I'm just telling you in my humanity, because of how hectic the Easter season is, I do not look forward to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that that's not the reason, and I know that the reasons that Easter is hectic are good reasons. I don't know that I necessarily love all the things that we do for those reasons, but nonetheless, I understand them. Easter's coming. It's going to be good. We've got 5 Easter services at church coming up this week, Thursday, Friday night, and then the 3 normal Sunday morning services that we have. And then Mom is wanting to get together on Saturday for a family shindig. And then, of course, we've got to get some Easter outfits and all that kind of good stuff.
I don't need an Easter outfit.
You don't want an Easter outfit, Tina?
No.
You may want a little Easter outfit.
Well, listen, there's no reason to have an Easter outfit.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that.
Are you going to buy 5 Easter outfits?
Maybe. No. You just buy 1 for Sunday.
Oh, do you? Well, I'm probably serving on Sunday, so I don't really dress up. I wear one of my
shirts. I do think that's different when you're like in that capacity. Mm-hmm. I do understand that.
So that's a good excuse for me not to go spend money on Easter outfits.
So, obviously, as Christians, we recognize that Easter is a recognition of the... It's not necessarily the day. It's not like an anniversary of when Jesus died and rose again. It actually probably happened later, like in the winter. But it's when we recognize it. It's the day that we acknowledge it, remember it. And so, you know, that's what Easter is all about. So that's what, you know, all the church services are for, sharing that message, hoping you'll invite people, gathering together. But Easter has a lot of other things that go along with it as well that I think are fun and enjoyable. I'm not one of those people that's like, you should kill the Easter bunny, you know, get rid of Santa. I'm not one of those people. I think all of that's fun as long as you know the truth. And so with that, there's a lot of things that come along with Easter. And so I want us to try some Easter trivia. Okay? You ready?
Yeah.
You seem distracted. What you got going on over here?
This lady's substituting McLaren, and I don't quite know if I want to get what she's substituting.
Oh. Well, what is it that you... let the podcast decide.
I mean, by the time I get it, it's not going to be here. By the time I get it, you know, it ought to be here. So I want this, but she's giving me that.
And tell her to refund it.
Huh? I just think I'm not going to get it, and we get it when I get salt.
All right.
Okay. That's fine.
Okay. Are you ready for the Easter trivia? We sure we can stay away from the groceries for just a minute?
That's fine. If she substitutes something else, I'll have to look.
All right. Here we go. Question number 1. What animal leaves gifts in your Easter basket?
The Easter bunny.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Which day of the week do we celebrate Easter on?
On Sunday.
Very good. What's the most popular Easter candy in America per 2023?
Reese's Easter eggs.
That is correct.
Which I'm sad about, because if I'm not eating a lot of sugar and stuff, I don't think I can eat a lot of it.
What's the second most popular Easter candy in America?
Chocolate bunnies.
No, my favorite.
Cadbury eggs.
Cadbury cream eggs, which I'm sad about. And I actually resisted the urge to buy a pack the other day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. What happens when you microwave a marshmallow peep?
Gets big.
Yeah, and it grows.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, number 6. The only other holiday that sells more candy than Easter is what?
Halloween.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
What part of the chocolate Easter bunny do most Americans eat first?
The ear.
That is correct.
This is easy, Guido.
What does the Easter bunny hide for Easter?
Eggs.
Yes. What color is the Easter bunny?
Ooh, it could be a lot of colors.
Could be.
White.
Yeah. Hey, where did we go and there used to be a scary blue bunny? Somebody used to be a scary blue bunny. Was that on LaGrange? It used to be a, it was a,
no,
if I remember,
he
was
white.
It was a blue bunny with a yellow belly.
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
I can see it clear as day. It was scary looking. Okay. This is a tricky one. Past, children past and present may leave out what for the Easter Bunny? So Santa, we leave cookies. What do they leave out for the Easter Bunny?
Carrots.
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
That's bunnies like carrots.
I didn't even know that was true.
Yeah.
I'd rather have the cookies.
Yeah, right.
What do you do with hard-boiled eggs before Easter?
Dime.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a bunch of things you can do with them. Eat them.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me find some more. Some of these are super easy. What color jelly bean is the most popular?
Red.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. I knew that.
Pretty good. Aside from the bunny, what other animal is associated with Easter? There's two possible answers here.
Little chicks.
And that is one. Think about Jesus.
The lamb.
The lamb.
Okay.
Yep, that's okay. It.
Yeah, I needed help on that one.
What is the most popular meat that's eaten in the United States on Easter?
Ham.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you surprised I know all this?
I am actually surprised that you know this. Okay. Let's see. Choo-choo-choo. Okay. What state has held the largest Easter egg hunt ever in the United States?
Where the president lives?
No.
Oh.
It's actually Florida in 2007, and they had an Easter egg hunt with 501,000 eggs.
That's
a lot of eggs.
But doesn't the president do Easter egg hunts and kids come to it?
Yes. How many eggs did we used to hide for our egg hunt we used to do when we were children's pastors? Was it 10,000?
I don't remember.
Because that was a lot of eggs. That was a ton of eggs. Kids had so many eggs.
We wouldn't even hide them. We just tossed them out there.
Yeah. We had so many eggs, we couldn't even hide them.
But they loved it. It took you, an hour to get them out there and 2 minutes to clean them up.
That was my least favorite. That was my least favorite event when we were children's pastors was the Easter egg hunt. It cost a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
It took us a lot of time to get that ready.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to hide the eggs, and it was over in like 5 minutes.
It was always fun, though. I know you didn't like it, but I liked that it'd be a lot of eggs, but then there was just a couple little golden eggs or special eggs that we were intentional in hiding, and that was the funnest part, was watching them try to find that egg, you know? Yeah. That was the funnest part of the whole thing.
Yeah, that was fun. And then the other thing is you'd have to find a bunch of stuff to do after the egg hunt, because then the egg hunt would be over in like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. But then you didn't give it a time limit. I would never give a time limit and just say, here, come to this, and then it's time to go.
Yeah.
You know? I still think it's fun. It may cost money, but little kids love to pick up eggs.
Here's one that I don't think you're going to know. What kind of rabbit is typically associated with the Easter Bunny?
I didn't know there was different kind of rabbits.
I didn't either.
A jackrabbit?
No, an Arctic hare.
Oh.
I didn't know that either. Do you know what egg rolling is?
When you roll an egg.
All right. It says, well, yeah. I mean, basically.
You roll the egg.
So it says you take
across the line.
You take your painted eggs to a local hill and roll them down, competing with others who are rolling their eggs down. And the winner is the first egg to the bottom of the hill.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can't, like, bowl it. I'm sure it's just
like. Just let it go. Kind of like the cars that kids make, and then you just let it go. And
that's what I would think it would have to
box,
be.
What is it? Box
like,
car?
Soapbox derby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done anything like that? I never did either. They used to have a soapbox derby in, I want to say, one of my Royal Rangers things growing up, but I never did it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's find one more question for you, and then we'll go to your wow. What U.S. state was the first to use the Easter Bunny in the Easter holiday?
I have no idea.
Pennsylvania.
I don't. That's a hard one.
Shout out to Timmy again.
Yeah, I wonder if Timmy know that.
Timmy did know it. Timmy actually was there. Actually, he wasn't there. This was in the 1700s.
That's funny.
Oh, man. All right, give us a wow, Tina. Wow us.
All right.
I'm going to sit here and support you while you do the wow.
Okay, so every now and then I'll think about cleaning out closets or getting rid of things that we don't need or people may need it. You know, I like to give away just about anything that I think someone else needs or may need, and I'll just give it away. But I was reading a scripture the other day, and in my little devotion, it made me think a lot about that. So,
okay.
It says, "But who am I, and who are my people, that we could give anything to you? Everything we have has come from you, and we give you only what you first gave us." 1 Chronicles 29:14. In another version, it just says, "Everything we have belongs to God. Everything we have comes from God." And that's both in 1 Chronicles. But my devotion said, a quote the girl said, "If we hold tightly to anything given to us, unwilling to let it go, when the time comes to let it go, we stunt the growth of our soul." And Elizabeth Elliot was the one that quoted that. But it said she's saying, what we have is ours to thank him for and ours to offer back to him. What we have is a gift from God. If we can help or give it to someone else, do it. God will get us through whatever else we need in other ways, and he'll take care of us. So it just made me think of everything that we have that just sits around that someone else could possibly need, or we could help someone that's in need, but we hold so tightly to it because we think, oh, I can't get rid of 10 pairs of my shoes because, oh, I may need them one day. And this makes me think we have so much stuff. If we can just give away things that we don't need, give it to people that need stuff instead of holding on so tightly to material things all the time. There are people that don't have any shoes.
Yeah.
They're barefoot, but we have probably listeners out there have at least 5 pair of shoes, you know? And so I was thinking our clothes or whatever, if we can help those that are in need, then we should give away things that we don't need.
I think it's a great point. That is so true. And we have all been victims, or not victims. We've been guilty at times of hoarding things that weren't necessary for whatever reason. So shirts, mm-hmm. Shoes, tools, whatever it is. There's a pastor that I really like in Oklahoma, Craig Rochelle, pastor's mm-hmm. Life Church. And I've heard him say before that he decided years ago that he was only going to keep a certain amount of clothing. I can't remember what the amount was. But anytime that he bought a new shirt, he would give a shirt to somebody. Mm-hmm. So like somebody on their staff or somebody in their church or somebody in need. And so he would, if for Easter, they went and bought some new clothes, bought new shirt, new pants, new shoes, then he'd go and give a pair of shirts, pants, and shoes away mm-hmm. to somebody else that needs it.
Yeah, and I took that as don't even go through your closet and get rid of like old stuff. Sometimes people need new stuff. So, I mean, if you've got tons of nice stuff, you don't have to give all people a bunch of old stuff that, oh, that's, we'll never wear that anymore or it's old. I think it means that God will take care of us if we see someone in need and help them out and we have nice things and don't need it. I think that he gives us everything and takes care of us anyway. And so, because I was thinking about cleaning the closet out a week or so ago. And then I read that and I thought, I need to go through and get nice things that I never wear and find someone, not necessarily Goodwill, because then they make money off of it, That's all they want it for. But give it to someone that needs clothes or shoes or bedding or anything like that.
Yeah,
and just give it away.
I think it's a good challenge for just in general because of, I have thought, man, I should give this away. Like I've got a bunch of clothes in my closet that I don't wear, can't wear. Mm-hmm. Let's just be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I've thought, man, I hate to get rid of that. And I've thought about it for a couple reasons. One, because I'll think, man, one day I may could wear that again. Or two, I hate to get rid of it because man, what if I can't get that again? And I think that's the wrong thought process, because truth be told, if I genuinely believe that the Lord will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory, then if I am generous, if I have a generous heart and a willing heart to give whatever I've been given, then I have to know that he's more than willing and able to take care of me in all of my needs, and that would be in anything, money, clothing, vehicles, whatever it may be. And so, you know, I've talked before, I'm not a naturally generous person. That's not a natural part of my nature, mm-hmm. to be generous. So I have to remind myself those kind of things so that I will be more willing to give things away,
mm-hmm.
to do things for people, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Support people, some may say.
I had just read it, and then I just thought maybe that'd be something just to read to everyone out there.
Very good. So. Well, I supported you through that pretty good, Tina. I was here cheering you on, holding you up, helping you make it, and you did.
Thank you. I felt that support. Thank you.
Yeah, you did. Well, guys, that's about all we got for you today. Thank you so much for supporting us and hanging out with the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you very much. We'd love for you to connect with us. We are moving ever closer to that 100 episode mark. And so we're going to be getting ready for that here very, very soon. Excited about it. It's pretty, mm-hmm. that's a pretty fun deal. What, May? Is it going to be May? It's going to be May.
It was the last week in
April. Last week of April, if we don't skip any weeks.
We don't normally skip.
We try not to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We try not
Unless
to.
Unless there's a glitch.
Lord somewhere. Willing and the creek don't rise. That's what the kids say, mm-hmm. I think. All right. Anyway, hey, we'd love for you to connect with us if you will. You can do that by following us on whatever podcast platform that you might be listening on. Hit the follow button, whether it's Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, Spotify. You can also watch us on Spotify. If down at the bottom, if you click the little link, the little tab that's playing right now, if you click it, it should pull up a video and you see us sitting here. So you may not have known that, but we are right there. Hi, hello, greetings. You can also connect with us on TikTok and Instagram, Lots About Something Podcast there as well. All right, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your week. Go be generous this week. Go support someone this week. And even if they don't know it, support them anyway. Until next time.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great one.